Okay, so we're continuing our teaching on tithes and offerings, and we're in the conclusion, letter B. Tithes and offerings did not begin with the law of Moses. The giving of tithes and offerings was practiced long before Moses was even born. So, you know, that's a lot of people's arguments that, tithes was under the law, but tithing originated with Abraham. He's the first one we see who gave tithes, right? And then his son, he gave it to Melchizedek. One of his sons, Jacob, he who was a descendant of Abraham, he gave tithes too. Why? Because this is a spiritual principle. You know, people who are in fellowship with God, they'll pick up on His principles and they'll operate in them. And you see how they turned out. A lot of God's blessings manifested in their life. And, you know, while we're talking about it, you give, we've said it over and over again, but you give where God has set His name. And I've kind of danced around this, but I want to be just real clear that when we talk about where God has placed His name, when you give to the place where God has placed His name, you are giving to God directly, okay? When you're not giving to where God has placed His name, you're not giving to God, okay? So if you're not giving to God, well then, it's not being reciprocated back to you, right? Okay, tithes and offerings did not originate with the law. However, they were included in the law. Why? Because they were already an established spiritual principle, right? Tithes and offerings are the means God uses to bless His people financially. You know, people say, well, if God wants to, He can just turn something into gold and meet your need. That's not the way God works. He doesn't typically operate outside of the blessing. If you get something outside of the blessing, that's called a miracle. And miracles isn't the typical way God flows in your life, okay? So don't wait around for a miracle. You're already blessed, just operate in the blessing. God wants you to flow in the blessing that's on you. And so many times you find people, they're trying, you know, they're living from miracle to miracle. And, you know, many times God will oblige you with a miracle, but that's not the main method that He wants to use. He placed His blessing on you, and that is there for you to cooperate with. And if you cooperate with that blessing, you'll flow in that blessing, and you'll see things just happen for you. Your hands will be blessed. Blessings are on your head. Whatever you put your hand to do is blessed. Amen? One who will not give to the Lord has no right to complain to the Lord about lack, right? Why? Because we're not operating in His established principles. He established these principles. They are there. And they're His way for blessing us. So we don't come to God and say, all right, Lord, do it this way or do it that way or make negotiations with God. It's our responsibility to find out what we're supposed to do, what He has already put in His Word that we're to do. And we cooperate and then we can expect His blessing to manifest. Amen? God's Word declares that if we give, He will give proportionate to your return. Again, that's a spiritual principle. So it's a predictable outcome. If I give in faith, well then I can predict there is a harvest coming my way, okay? Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Remember, I told you, when I take out the trash, I think of that. That's what we do, right? It looks full, but I can pull it out. I can press it down. I can shake it together. I can till it's running over. And the reason I want you to get that picture is because you're trying to stuff as much as you can in that trash bag, right? Well, that's what God does whenever you give to Him. He's like, man, they gave me a thimble, but I'm going to get as much as I can crammed into that and send it back to Him. He just wants to bless us, and He loves us. And many times we, you know, tie His hands in a sense because we're just not cooperating. He has to have our cooperation. Things don't just fall out of heaven and land on your head, you know. He tells you how things work, so you have to be responsible to find out His methods, find out His principles, and then flow in them. Amen? There is nothing recorded in the New Testament that would discourage giving tithes and offerings. However, we must not be legalistic in our giving. Freely we have received, let us freely give, because God loves a cheerful giver. There's nothing in the New Testament that says don't give tithes, don't give offerings. Matter of fact, it encourages it, right? And so if we'll walk in these things that God has established these as principles, we can walk in the blessing that is on our life. Amen? Well, I'm going to stop it right there, that particular teaching. What was that, 5 minutes?